That's Stefan Wolfert delivering the opening line from Shakespeare's Richard III, the story of the conniver who became King of England after murdering and imprisoning his rivals. It's not an uplifting story, but Wolfert says seeing it at a low point in his life helped inspire him to pick up the pieces, turn himself around, and tell his story on stage.
It's a personal journey from being in the military, having a horrific experience after the first Gulf War was over. A buddy of mine was killed in training in Fort Irwin, California. I lost it. I can say that now. At the time, I didn't know what was going on.
Wolfert told New York Public Radio member station WSKG that when he saw the show, he was suffering from PTSD and an old injury that had flared up. The then 24-year-old Army Reserve medic had been activated during the Gulf War and was training to become an infantry officer when he saw Richard III on a stopover in Montana during a cross-country train ride.
It changed my life. I left the Army, went to graduate school for acting, and in graduate school, working on these plays and doing classical actor training, I started realizing all the stuff that was inside me. And the classical actor training, as well as Shakespeare, helped me to heal the trauma that was in my body from both childhood trauma as well as military trauma.
Wolfert says Shakespearean works about war helped him understand the trauma that afflicted him and countless other service members. He took the title of his one-man show, Cry Havoc, from Mark Antony's soliloquy in Julius Caesar. The term refers to a directive given by military commanders to wage total war.
It's an order, command to throw out the rules of war.
Wolfert drew parallels between Havoc and the intensive warfighting training that U.S. combat soldiers get. He says the U.S. military's training on how to transition from being a warrior back to being a citizen is inadequate, and he thinks that contributes to today's epidemic of PTSD.
We get trained as soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines to learn how to unleash our berserker and to bring havoc, but we're never untrained from that. We're never retrained to unwire from war.
Cry Havoc's message resonated with Jody Hassel, the executive director of Blossom House Healing Arts, a collective of therapists and other practitioners in downtown Fairbanks.
Seeing Stefan Wolfert's show made it clear to me that the veteran story is not just for veterans, it's for all of us.
Hassel says when she saw the show last year in Boston, it helped her realize the plight of those suffering from PTSD, and it moved her to reach out to all the community's service members.
And I felt personally connected in a way that I had not before, in terms of our healing, in terms of our pain, in terms of our stories as a nation, as a small community here in Fairbanks, with active military a part of our community.
Hassel says she pitched the idea to the Fairbanks Concert Association of bringing Wolfert to Fairbanks to tell his story. They agreed, and along with other organizations, including Blossom House, 4-H Military and Outreach Programs, and Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater, they all put together a schedule of free performances and workshops at Fort Greeley and Pioneer Park in Fairbanks that will run through Saturday. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.